Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture Draw. Michael Havler from What Culture. Look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube, where we do daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT 2.0.
What else am I, Ralph?
Pay-per-view, Dynamite, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup that we complete. A little bit of a quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Michael Hamfler. Get well soon to Michael Sidgwick to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT and all the fallout from Breaking
Oh, bro, it's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like, you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop-ah! Drop down. Snap, and then after that, you just drop in, you just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
Gonna miss him.
Yeah, seen you here, mate. If it goes longer, the further away from the shows we get, doesn't it, I think? That's the trick with this. Because as well, yeah, there is fallout, of course, from spring breaking tonight, but it's worth reminding people that with the fallout of one show comes the road to another one. And where are we headed, Wilborn, as of tonight? Where does this NXT and the cycle of television to follow, where is it taking us to?
Just doing my research here.
Yep.
It takes us to NXT Battleground. You're grounded. Battlegrounded. But, Mom, you're a winner. Ding, 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 ding. Bright light city. Got it. And we're going to be going there next year.
I can't believe this. We are so pleased to be able to confirm, mere days after the announcement and potentially months before the tickets go on sale, and indeed even longer before WWE offer media credentials, by which point we've probably burned that bridge yet again and after 8 years of trying to rebuild it.
Way before the bosses have even said yes.
It's quite incredible. We can confirm we will be attending WrestleMania. We have already put the plans in place to... Well, basically deal with where we're going to live when our significant others kick us out, when we make the choice to go. So we're doing all we can, and you should too. Join us WrestleMania. There's going to be a live show. We've got CM Punk on the books because each record is keen. He hasn't said yes or no yet. But we're thinking we're going to get the books and Punk together, and we're going to say, right, guys, double or nothing. And then, you know, that's a different company. Anyway, yeah, as a sort of tester for WrestleMania, big news, we are going to Vegas for NXT. No, we're not going to the USA Apex. God, I wish I could.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how the show looks from this strange
Just lock me in there like Punk on WWE.
This strange little den. I've since been watching USC Apex footage to try and get a read on what NXT is going to look like. That's a weird old event, venue, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of got zero atmosphere. Is that by design, or is it because the fighters are only like quite low down on the totem pole?
I think it's probably, a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B.
But that's not a worry for NXT, because obviously the stars are going to be out. It's going to be the best and brightest from this fabulous roster, and boy, is it looking bright.
Yes. Very, very excited for tonight's show. Also, the first time I've been able to preview NXT for a couple of weeks, so I'm very giddy.
Obviously you haven't been able to do the last
some
couple.
Games.
So this is the thing. Me and Sid have obviously had to sort of muddle through, because this is so weird. The spring break in week one, you had a dentist appointment, I think.
Correct.
And the weather, if you recall, was so tumultuous that Stax didn't want to fly, slash got turned around on the plane. We're not sure which what it was. Last week...
Yeah, the doctor put his tool in my mouth to fill my cavities.
Why do I look at the camera when you do that now? What time's the appointment?
It was at 2:30. Right?
Yeah. Last week, a bit rude of him, but we let it slide. He, you weren't here as well, were you?
No.
He just didn't turn up.
Ah.
And we're like, we thought, oh, maybe he's messaged Wilborn, but then you came in on Wednesday, and we were like, Stas got in touch with you yesterday. You're like, absolutely not. He would never do that. That's not a thing.
Nah.
And he was back on Wednesday, but you wouldn't know, because...
I missed him.
Yeah, this is what always happens. You had something or other to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully I'll see him today, because I've been assured that he will be popping up a little bit later on.
Yes, I was Googling the flight tracker thing earlier on, and his plane was well on the way. So, yeah.
Thank goodness. Lots to look forward to, not just all the fallout from spring break, dude. Wesley's back, which is fantastic, by the way. Mm. Back in action tonight. But before we get to that, the NXT Women's title is on the line. Roxanne Perez defending against the woman who could quite easily be Miss NXT, Chelsea Green. This is perfect.
It's so strange, this, isn't it? When a wrestler, like, Chelsea Green didn't leave this NXT. She left a dimly lit Capital Wrestling Center. And if I've got the timeline right, left the company outright and returned to the main roster. So never got to experience this version of NXT, this world. A world which suits her character far more than the skull and chrome X drenched
skill.
Did you see the, I put something on X earlier on. Remember John Moxley versus Yuji Nagata? Remember how you were ready to put your life on the line for John Moxley versus Yuji Nagata on Dynamite? Triple H's Chrome X NXT saw that match and thought to themselves, well, I've listened to the What Culture Wrestling podcast. They've previewed that Dynamite, and in their game Ladies Night, they've confirmed that John Moxley versus Yuji Nagata will almost definitely open that card. We need something that can challenge the intensity, the potential fury, the balls-out violence of John Moxley and Yuji Nagata. And then they thought, no, sod that. We'll go with Karrion Kross versus Austin Theory. The graphic was updated to say, kicking off NXT in that way that they would be like, don't turn over because this is coming in straight. No, adverts, if anything. It's like, one screen, John Moxley and Eugene Nagata, like the first ever airing of Wild Thing. It was like, oh my God, wrestling's back. And the other side, Karrion Kross as NXT champion knocking around Johnny Gargano's friend.
I just checked on Cage Match. I already had games planned, but sod it. No, that's the wrong button.
Well, it's the right button if you ask me, but...
It's time to play the game!
Can you name any of the three other women that was in Chelsea Green's last NXT match on the 27th of May, 2020. I'll give you a clue.
2020?
That's what Cage Match is telling me.
Good God. Right, okay.
Give you a clue. It was a tag team match. And Chelsea Green was on the victorious team in a match that went a whole 8 minutes.
Rhea Ripley.
Bingo! Any more?
Charlotte Flair.
Bingo! That's Chelsea Green's partner.
Io Shirai.
Oh, yeah! Great start to the party.
We were watching and nobody else was. That was only okay.
Her last televised singles defeat. was Caden Carter.
Right.
Back in January of 2020.
Big one. Did you see? I'm sure you did. But in case you didn't, I'm going to blow your goddamn mind. Did you see the digital exclusive.
What
Chelsea Green, should I say who Chelsea Green, don't search it.
Not.
Press a button here. Of who Chelsea Green bumped into from the NXT locker room.
Does he have no cup?
I saw it, well, he's used that.
Who, Adam Wilborn, did Chelsea Green bump into upon revealing that she was going to challenge for the title from the NXT locker room that could factor into this match here tonight?
Well, she's all about family.
She
Chelsea
is.
Green.
Mm-hmm.
Tony D.
No, but I'll give you three guesses.
Okay. That's not, I'll...
That's all right.
On the third guess, can I get a male or female from you?
Yeah.
Okay. I made myself sad then. I was about to say Von Wagner. Robert Stone.
Bingo!
Robert Stone, of course!
Laura and LTST of the two of them, and he was like, come on, let's go talk, and she was like, all right, and they were both sort of kind of, there was a look of like, neither of us are losers anymore, so maybe we should actually make this work. So maybe what I'm saying tonight is, what's his name again?
Robert Stone.
Might accompany Chelsea Green for him, a defeat against Roxanne Perez. It's weird this, like on this match, I do genuinely want to talk about this as if we were trying to analyse Bro Wrestling, which I know we try to avoid on this podcast. It sort of doesn't work. Chelsea Green's return to NXT is as like, yeah, on the main roster, I'm right, wanking me, but you love her.
Yes.
Right? Which makes her a babyface in context for tonight against Roxanne Perez, lead heel, best wrestler, world champion on NXT. However, she's not a babyface. Like,
oh, yeah.
yeah. It's not the character. Like, her character that's gotten her over to this degree is as a heel who you kind of enjoy booing and hating, and it's all very pantomime and it's all very fun. I don't get how that works against heel Roxanne Perez, who can, I like Chelsea Green a great deal, but can, like, wrestle circles around Chelsea Green with the title on the line. She is going to make her suffer for daring a challenger. So they have to make tonight, and Chelsea's got these in her, by the way, but, like, they have to make Chelsea Green the experienced babyface who can waltz into NXT and win the title, not the complaining heel that loses in seconds in pantomime matches. That's quite a jump for this character.
And yet HBK can do it.
He can. The NXT, like, to be honest, in NXT, she could like walk through a Stars and the Rise tunnel and I'd buy it. We've seen almost literal manifestations of that in the past. Some better left alone, quite frankly. But like a version where she turns up as this like complainer and they're like, wow, I've got nowhere to put my bags, I've got nowhere to get changed, blah, 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 blah. And then like she was, tonight, Sean, I'm going to be broadly competent. Tonight, Wrestling Live, Chelsea Green is broadly competent. Doors open, smoke clears, and she walks out and she's goated.
And let's go to her fan section. Chelsea.
And then she enters in like a sort of...
The second best CFC, some people say.
Everybody should say it, if you ask me. Certainly the second best CFC to pay in blue.
Ooh.
Until I see Lean Gate Valves slapped across the front of a Chelsea shirt, I'm simply not interested in what's going on at the bridge. You've been to Stamford? Of course you've been to Stamford Bridge. We've both seen our teams get hammered at Stamford Bridge.
I think you'll find the last goal was the winner.
It's different going to watch football in London, isn't it? It's a bit scarier. It's a bit edgier.
There's Pando here as well. So I'm really worried.
It's a little bit dicey. Anyway, yeah. What I'm saying is that to make this make narrative sense, Chelsea Green needs to work a 3.5-star technical match with Roxanne Perez, lose, and then like blame Robert Stone and revert immediately to the comedic character that she played 3-4 years ago.
And Robert Stone's like, what are you going to do, Chelsea? What are you going to do as punishment to me? And then suddenly he sees... A load of...
What are you doing? Where's this going?
A load of mice, I think, running through the performance centre. And it's like, oh no, it's Pied Piper Niven.
Because in NXT... That's
the rats or mice, and then obviously subsequently children, but you know.
Is it rats? I think it's rats in... check that.
Pied Piper. Do you really like it? It was rats, yeah.
I didn't tell you that.
If she just has a throng of people because she's the Pied Piper now, well, this has all been worth it.
So, like Robert said, I didn't tell you the dialogue between the two.
Oh, yeah.
So he walked in a shot and he goes, Chelsea, well, you must be a girl with shoes like that. And she said, well, you know me well. And then... after she's lost, she gets beat up by a gang of heels called the Fratellis, and they're the family's nearest rivals.
Good.
And then NXT goes off the air with a Sarkar Terry, like when they beat up the family. Like they're everybody goes, like the fans go,
What if after the match, yeah. Chelsea Green, because Roxanne Perez is going to win, spoiler everyone, yeah. It'll be fun. Pied Piper is there. Pied Piper Niven, that is, of course. And she's like, don't worry, Chelsea, I thought your performance was amazing out there. It was excellent.
Yeah.
You said, she said, do you really like it? Is it wicked?
What about after the match? Chelsea Green's lost.
Oh, yeah.
Right, not ideal. But Piper's like, oh, you need a bit more experience. But you only get that through, like, time-tested reps and age, ultimately. So I've invented this aging machine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get inside this, you're going to age by about 5 years, but you're going to have 5 years more reps, 5 years more experience. Perfect. And Chelsea's not going to question this. She's going to get in this age. Piper Niven's not a scientist, but she's invented an age. It's like the fly. You've seen Jeff Goldblum's The Fly. It's like that very much, but you age 5 years. But then she's going to do it, and then, like, would you bloody believe it? A brawl's broken out in the NXT kitchen.
Oh, no.
And they bump into Piper Niven, and she's like, oh, and then the door locks. She turned the dial accidentally, like, 50 years instead of 5. Oh, bloody hell. And then the door opens, and she's a Chelsea pensioner.
Very good. Or, here's another option.
Okay.
So she's going to get in this machine.
Yeah.
It's not specified what it is. It's just the NXT machine.
Yeah.
And they say, don't worry, mate, you better. And... they say, be careful. Like, what we have is quite literal here, here at the Performance Center. And we sometimes people are, you know, they're not that experienced, and people obviously have a term that they use for that. And then they bump into the machine, and they, oh no, we've cloned her. And someone comes along and goes, green, green grass,
because they've told on her. Yeah, yeah. Or they put her in the machine, and they're like, again, like the. She bumped into the knob and it's like, oh no, I pressed the wrong button. What do you mean you're not aged by 5 years? I've pressed the button where she turns into a cake. And then she comes out and she's a Chelsea bun.
And by the way, I forgot to add, at the same time she gets knocked in and it's cloned and there's a small amount of turf nearby. There's also a special appearance. There's a member of Damage Control and she's brought a British pop band with her, which also get knocked into the cloning machine. And they go, green, green grass, blue, blue, EO sky. Better throw a body on the day that I die. So Trick Williams is going to be on the Supernova sessions.
Yeah.
And Lash Legend fancies him.
She does. I think they might be getting up to a little bit of no good. A little bit of hanky-panky. A little bit of how's your father? A little bit of full sex.
In NXT?
I know. But in the meantime, we get this Noam Dar match. This is... the main event of that UFC Apex show that I constantly keep forgetting the name of. It's going to be Trick Williams first.
Oh, it's Belgrade. You're grounded. Belgrade. Mom! Ding, 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 ding. That's the three.
I cannot wait for WrestleMania season and the different Mania sound effects.
New person debuts and unfortunately standing... close to a threshing machine and he has a horrific accident and he's the one-armed bandit when it comes to
oh my god, you know who can be his tag team partner?
Dominic Mysterio.
One of the failed contestants tonight from the audition, I'm trying to avoid the word, the audition workout process for the ladder match, and then they can be known as the Combine Harvester.
Oh my god.
Put them two together. Do that, I suppose. Yeah, anyway, it's Trick and Noam Dar at Battleground, you're grounded, Battleground, but more on. And they've just got to get there. So it's probably Trick talking about his achievements and Noam Dar talking, I've been doing this since before you were born. And Trick being like, I know, isn't that weird? And
no, it's good in fact, because now there's four of us, and only one of us, there's six, there's three want to fight you.
And then Trick's like, what?
And you're like, exactly, see you on Sunday.
And then that's going to be the build for the match.
Works for me.
Yep.
I also like this sort of subtlety with sort of building Aura Mensah genuine in the background.
Earnestly, neither of us can say it works.
It's weird because we're being genuine for once.
Yeah. So they've got I think they've got something with Aura Mensah, and it's tricky because the metaphor of a perfect NXT act, by which I mean fantastic looking entrance. silly bits, dumb skits. Then a match gets in the way, and then it's back to an...
But it's not a Heritage Cup match anymore.
No, thank God. Then it's back to silly bits, dumb skits, and a cool entrance. It never really, almost never develops in the ring. But in Ora Mensa, they might get there. They might sort of... I don't know if he's got the matches, but at the moment, I don't care. You're kind of being instructed to think, maybe, just maybe, there is a breakout star in there. And we'll see, maybe over the course of this. You know, like Trick... Trick's not losing the title for ages.
No.
So he can have that match with Mensa, maybe as a build to the Namdar one, and then there's almost like a teased mutual respect. You know, because Trick's this like every man babyface champion. It's like, you know what, you gave me a good match there, kid. Keep it up. And Namdar's like, you got this ring right now. You've embarrassed the blue met for. And but you've seen that there's
meanwhile,
like
Lash Legend's just
yeah, exactly. That all of these
fanning herself.
No, Amdar is gradually becoming more and more jealous that like most of his group thinks Trick's pretty cool, actually. Like, and yeah, like there. What could be the it's the card tricks?
Okay,
they're all playing cards. I don't know. I can't think of any more stable names to Trick Williams.
Trick or treat.
Trick or that's perfect for one specific show of the year. I can't remember what. What is it tonight?
Supernova Sessions.
Trick will say, whoop that trick, and Namdar will be like, but he played really popular. See you next week.
See you next week, everybody. Wesley's back and back in action, which is a wild sentence to be saying considering where we were about 6 months ago.
Amazing. They sold, and he sold his injury as a career ending. Like, it felt like you were watching...
He was worried he was going to be like 9 to 12 months minimum.
Yeah, you felt like you were watching a man's entire life's dreams die in front of him.
Horrible.
Heartbreaking telly. And you get the benefit of that. And yeah, you say when somebody makes a comeback, assuming that all goes well. A couple of different stories they can tell here. You either have Wesley... rocket strapped as a North American title nearly man, where he gets this close to reclaiming his title, but ultimately he never imagined there'd be an obstacle quite like Obafemi in his path.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell that story, and it's big for Obafemi that he's had this, the making of him, I guess, as the guy that's beaten Wesley. Or you say, well, the North American title's another day for me. I've got my eye on bigger things here in NXT. And then you just start to see the eventual Wesley-Trick Williams match for down the line, which doesn't have to be now. It could be months away. It could be a Wesley heel turn if he falls short in the first match. You know what I mean? I just think there's like, it's so potentially exciting now that this guy who you didn't feel was like on your board is now back in play.
And he could develop a new side to his character when he turns heel, where he brings a weapon with a scope down to the ring, and it's like Wesley Snipes. I've missed
would
this.
Would that if like he popped in to chase you, and Andre Chase was like, "Watch your axe and smash tapes," and he'd be like, "Well, yes, because I'm a demolition man."
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm that.
He's against though someone who's not been messing about recently, Josh Briggs.
Yeah, Josh Briggs pretty pissed off.
Josh Briggs, who's they're slowly reforming that team, except they're all bastards now. Fallon Henley's just turned heel.
I love the potential lore of all of them being like, we need to go our separate ways instead of just to give you love, right? We need to go our separate. We've done as much as we can. Let's go our separate ways and try it again. Failed instantly, simultaneously, and have thought, right then, it looks like we're all going to dickhead school. And then, like, Brooks Jensen...
My next door to Chase U.
It is, yeah. It is, it's basically all the Chase U, but, like, the uniforms are just all inverted colours. And they've all got, like, if they've all got evil beards, unless you've got one in real life. So, like, Professor Chase of...
is that when they went through that Saray thing?
Exactly that, yeah. Like, he's clean shaven. Like, that sort of thing.
How are they going to do that?
by making the real beard fake.
Okay.
And he has to put on a stick on a goatee every week.
Funny, because it'll start falling off.
Exactly. Like, wait a minute, is that the evil one? No. And then they book a match between them, and then don't ask me how they're going to do that, but it's going to rule, I promise you. What are we talking about?
Wesley versus Josh Briggs.
Oh, yeah, Josh Briggs. They haven't really, Brooks Jensen, they haven't really played much with his potential heel turn, other than the fact that he's just constantly miserable, because he either cannot have sex, cannot win a match, Well, nothing's going right.
Kiana James has left.
Kiana James has gone. Dumping him was one of the best decisions she ever made for a career and personal life. Like, there is a good bit of lore here for the three of them. Maybe we need to do things differently. Like, is this week, does, if Brooks Jensen loses, and one thinks he will, does Brooks Jensen go backstage?
Josh Briggs, you mean?
Sorry, Josh Briggs. So Josh Briggs, when he loses to Wesley, go backstage and he's like kicking a locker. I'm mad as hell. I ain't going to take it no more. And then he bumps into Fallon Henley. What the hell are you doing here, Fallon? She's like, well, I'm kind of mad as hell too. And then they just sort of hear like a... And like... You don't even need them to kick open the door. You know what's going on in there. It's Brooks Jensen and he's jacking it. Because he's not metal, AD. And Brooks, you're still ripping that goddamn thing off. What else am I going to do? Get out of here, Brooks.
Or Josh Briggs loses. And yep. You know we've had the camera shot recently of like, play my music. And they walk through, they're in and walk out. And then they had Bronson Reed on Raw walk back through. Mm-hmm. What about like a full 20-minute tracking shot? We follow Briggs. He loses. God damn it. Storms out and walks. He's like, I'm going to drown my sorrows at the bar. Right? He goes in. Fallon Henley, obviously, in the bar because of work commitments and because the bar's struggling.
Yeah.
She just has the WWE Network on a loop.
Yeah.
And they're showing the draft. And like Kiana James getting drafted comes on. She's like, God damn it. Right? And he's like, change the channel. And then she tries to click, not channel, but, you know.
Yeah.
And then accidentally puts on Stand Deliver with him losing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And you better sort this out, Fallon. I'm going to urinate. Right? And he goes in the toilet where Brooks Jensen's trying to give himself a pep talk to still ask Fallon Henley out.
Right.
But when he realises someone's coming to the toilet, he starts hitting the condom machine going, oh, come on. Oh, bloody hell.
Oh, right. Fallon Henley's backstage.
Oh.
Selling last week, obviously, the situation that occurred with Thea Hill, and she's pretty pissed off. And, Josh Briggs is there. He's lost to Wesley. So she's pissed off. He's pissed off. JC Jane walks in. And she's like, right, I put, like, 8-9 months of work into, like, corrupting Thea Hill's JCU. In hindsight, it was a massive waste of time. And she's just, like, she's, like, updated. She's a bit more of a get-to-the-point girl rather than a long-term plan. She's like, you two, hard and then they just get to it. And then she opens the door and, like, makes Brooks Jensen watch. And he's like, I'm heartbroken. It's like they do the sort of, you can pinpoint the moment his heart broke.
Yes.
And it's like JC Jane was sick of her plans getting forward. She was like, this is absolutely foolproof. Just rough right there and then in the locker room in front of your best friend who has desires for Fallon.
Still annoyed, by the way, because they must be still selling like hotcakes because the... NXT Women of Chase U calendar still out of stock.
That's interesting.
On shop.wwe.com.
Have they?
Unless they only had about 10.
I was going to say, like, have they stopped producing them or did they ever produce them at all?
Oh, can we see who? Oh, no, I thought we were going to see who's May, but there's no months written on this.
Mm.
I do hope they've not got Kiana James in here.
Oh, then they'd look very silly, wouldn't they?
Oh, God.
You know, like, people might not have purchased the NXT Chase U calendar because it sold out so quickly, obviously. They probably need to use other calendars and like sort of like maybe the ones on their phone, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I would encourage people to get out their phone calendars, their however it is they document their dates. Maybe they use their Palm Pilots, like whatever it is that they, because we could give them a date for their diary, could we not? We could fill one of their days with some really cool information, could
absolutely.
We not?
Absolutely. Get it in your diary. Remember the 10th of May. The saying goes.
Gaforks night, which is like laughing.
Yeah.
Because you're going to really enjoy it. Can you give me that again? Because despite how easy it is to remember because of the rhyme, I've forgotten it.
Remember the 10th of May.
Because you'll be saying it all week. Honestly, workplaces, playgrounds, it's one of those things that gets stuck in your head. Remember the 10th of May. Like, you just...
Because this Friday, on the What Culture Wrestling main channel at 3 p.m. UK time, work out where it is, where you are,
Remember the 10th of May. Google it or some shit. I don't know.
So, sticking in your diary, because 3 p.m. UK time, we are going to be releasing the full It's Always Sunny at What Culture video. Our live show is going to be going out. You've probably already seen some teasers of entrances and what have you going out all over social media. The full show goes out 3 p.m. Friday, and the pod segment, a little teaser for that, it's coming out. The podcast segment from It's Always Sunny at What Culture is also coming out later on this week as well. But most importantly, remember, the 10th of May.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Let's get back to NXT.
Oh, Christ.
We also have, following on from last week's NXT Underground, Lola Vice versus Natalya, the people who accompanied them and got into it, obviously, during the match, are facing each other. Carmen Petrovic versus Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, what's the crack here? So, does Shayna Baszler just beat Carmen Petrovic? And then they kind of played a little bit last week that Lola Vice was, like, she wasn't pieing Baszler exactly, but the implication was, without her, she's not getting it done. And yet it was more just like, yeah, you were there, but I did it by myself. Like, are they going to Shayna Baszler versus Lola Vice? Because that's cool as.
It really is.
It is a good ass booking. So
to get there, does Petrovic win tonight? And then it's like, okay, we'll have a tag match to settle this.
I don't know. I feel like Baszler, Lola Vice is the match, but you either have Baszler dominate tonight. And then basically what's happened over
She shouldn't, no offense to Carmen Petrovic, but she shouldn't struggle.
That's it.
How long was she champion for in NXT?
Like, whatever it was, a year and a half, and that was only punctuated by a short reign. It would have gone on even longer. She's a god in NXT. She's a god in this environment. And the idea, I think, with these, when like people come down, and look, we've seen it work like to great effect in the last couple of years, is that if Shayna Baszler was brought back to NXT with the express purpose of, let's just say, getting Lola Vice over to the next level.
Yes.
This could work, right? This could be a nice little, like Natalya's kicked it off for her. And now Shayna Baszler's going to finish the job. I think she decimates Carmen Petrovic tonight and kind of like gives a side eye to Lola Vice a little bit. And Lola Vice starts to think, well, I'm better than you. And I proved that in the Underground last week. And you've got to get to that match. I think maybe.
Was it Petrovic she got hit by when she sold that?
So that's a nice little payoff for that. Could you have Lola Vice and, oh my God, could you have now that they're under the same TKO umbrella, have them fight in an octagon at the UFC Apex.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad, eh?
That'd be really good.
Jordan's already set up for it. Pre-tape it before the rest of the show. And just have them, like, do the octagon match first, then make the fans wait several hours while you reconstruct the ring.
Loser leaves NXT. Loser is octagon.
I don't like that.
Loser leaves NXT 8 times. Loser is octagon.
I don't like that, Wilbon. I love it.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, Shayna Baszler's class.
Yeah.
Ever told you about the Elimination Chamber in 2020?
What occurs in that?
They drop the ball with her so much. It was so easy.
Well, they picked it back up. It's going to be fine.
Ah, okay.
A little advice.
Learn a lot watching NXT,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're one of the wrestlers.
It's good because all day at the gym, they don't learn to wrestle, and that's surely what it's there for.
Gigi Dolina has been getting some great lessons recently.
Excuse me, Georgina.
Apologies. Georgina Dolin.
Dolin.
She was taught fine dining. Oh! Sorry, Sid isn't here.
Okay.
Brilliant. On video tomorrow, we can all drip down a pint of water and see if we need to burp.
Yes! I want to do that on the internet, on a video that one day my kids will watch.
Remind me that tomorrow.
One day your kids are going to watch this because, like, I mean, they've got playgrounds to walk around in at secondary schools when they're no longer just, like, ring fence with YouTube kids. And like when the kids break shoot YouTube in my house, we've got some real problems because their schoolmates will find it too. I hadn't thought this through. I hadn't thought this old mortgage paying job of mine through.
And then I thought they were going to be too busy singing remember the 10th of May.
We're going to get in trouble for that. That's like it's a plug. It's supposed to like where that's the bit of the
I
job.
I think people will forget it. We've done our jobs.
What's the just when I thought couldn't get any cheaper?
But will Georgina Dolin's latest lesson
mm-hmm.
be in cheating? Because Ariana Grace takes on Meechin tonight. It's all building towards the
combine.
The combine and the ladder match.
Hang on. This isn't like a qualifying match, is it?
No.
Because they're qualified the combine.
They're both going to be in it, probably.
When's the combine?
Tonight as well.
Oh.
But it's footage. It's not happening on the show.
Oh, right. I thought it was like on while the show was in.
Yeah, no. I think it's they have done it throughout the week.
Right, okay.
But obviously they got into a big brawl last week because
mm-hmm.
Ariana Grace insists that Meechin shouldn't be allowed in the tournament.
She ran around the ring going, stop fighting.
Yeah. But, Ariana Grace in action.
Mm.
Is this the beginnings of Gigi Dolin, Georgina Dolin kind of getting with the program a little bit?
I would say yes, but it's weird because isn't the program with Ariana Grace not wrestling? So, like, it's like Georgina Dolin chooses not to wrestle. Is Ariana Grace going to be like, you've done it. You've completed it.
Unless she screws up tonight, she's like, okay, what I want you to do, when Meechin hits the ropes, I want you to grab her ankle or something.
Yeah.
And she can't do it here, but we're telling a learning story. So when it gets to the qualifiers, not necessarily against Meechin, because I wanted to be in that match because she takes mad bumps. But Ariana Grace is against someone.
Yeah.
And by then, Georgina's like, if you can't beat him, cheat him. Another one for you.
What about?
Put on a t-shirt.
What about if, the match is going on and Ariana Grace is walking around the ring with perfect deportment because she's got a hardback book on her head.
Okay.
And Georgina Dolin goes to take the book and opens it up to find a concealed weapon, like when you're sneaking stuff into prison in telly or in films.
Yeah.
And then uses the weapon to defeat. Yeah, it's a big scalp beating Meechin. Like back on NXT, want to win the title. It's a big victory for Georgina Dolin. And it turns out that Ariana Grace didn't even know that the book was, in fact, she thought it was just a hardback book. She was looking forward, once she'd finished deportment, to reading the complete works of Shakespeare. But instead, earlier in the day, Gigi Dolin hollowed it out and put a weapon in there. Truncheon or something along those lines.
Or another option.
Yeah.
I want both these women to be in the ladder match because Meechin is a great wrestler and takes mad bumps. Yep. And Ariana Grace is such a phenomenal character.
Yeah.
What if They come out and she's just like, God, I can't believe I've been sucking into doing this after one match, and she's stuck with this for life.
That's how these things work, yeah.
And Ariana Grace is there, and she's basically using her as a mannequin. Mm-hmm. So she gets there and she goes, right, take my what's it called?
Tiara.
Tiara, thank you, off. Pops that on Gigi. She's like, ugh. She takes the sash and puts it on Gigi.
Yeah.
And during that, she's not actually grumpy, arms folded in the corner. During the match, she's not happy about this. Ariana Grace is in control and turns around and says, Georgina, you look fabulous, darling. This is the best you've ever looked. That's it for Georgina. She's like, I've had enough of this. The tiara comes off.
Yep.
The sash, get this off me, throws it. It lands on the ring apron. As Meechin's hitting the rope, she catches a foot in it, goes down. Ariana Grace wins the match.
Brilliant and really easy to construct as well. And then if they have a rematch, it can be because the sash called for it. Encore un match.
Right? I was trying to work something out there as well.
Another idea.
Or they do a show in a South American country as a result of the sash.
Yeah.
And they say, we're going to Ecuador.
Have you seen Mannequin, the film?
No.
Don't Google this. I'm pretty sure Mannequin, because it's the, you know, the song, and we can build this dream together.
Oh, yes.
Starting the wrong key there. Standing strong forever, nothing's going to stop us now. And it's like supposed to be this, like, it's obviously a story of like star-crossed lovers that couldn't find a way, but they have done together and now nothing can stop them now. I'm pretty sure.
Fallon Henny Brooks Jensen.
Indeed. I think, because Mannequin's got that song, and I'm pretty sure, like, there's a fella, and he's like, God, I've proper fancy the arse of that mannequin.
What?
And then, right, don't Google it. And the mannequin, I think, comes to life, right? And I think the mannequin, she's, as a real life person, is played by Samantha from Sex and City.
Right.
And the and then he's like, have I copulated with a mannequin? This can't end well. And it does.
Oh, okay.
Nothing can stop them now. And I think, like, she either gets to stay forever as a human, or, like, maybe it's 50-50, and he's like, well, when you're a mannequin, I guess I'll just sit in the house by myself until you turn into a woman again. And then when you're a woman, we can go and do some things together. I think that's the rough idea of it, despite the fact that the song ends with, like, the obstacles you imagine would have been like, maybe they work in different places. Maybe one of them was already with a partner. Maybe they were just like, the parents didn't approve of the wedding. All those rom-com hurdles. I think the rom-com hurdle in this case was that she was a mannequin in a shop window.
Right. Hang on, let me see if I can.
Now you can Google it, yeah.
The film revolves around a chronically underemployed, passionate artist named Jonathan Switcher, who lands a job as a department show window dresser. And the mannequin he created, which becomes inhabited by the spirit of a woman from ancient Egypt.
I didn't know about the Egypt bit, which is how I felt when Bailey
ended. Wait a second. In 1991, this came out in 1987.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just seen the subheading to the film. There's two. There's one. There's also a sequel called Mannequin 2 on the Move. Did Kim Cattrall sign up for that one? She did not.
No. Kim Cattrall, one of our finest exports. I believe she's from Liverpool.
Really?
There you go. Trust me.
Mannequin. Some guys have all the luck.
Well,
quite the look. You've been so lucky to see a mannequin you fancy inhabited by the spirit of an ancient Egypt woman. It also says, when it the bottom underneath mannequin, when it comes to life, anything can happen.
There's anything, and then there's anything. Mm. Struck a look, lads. She only came to life. Anyway, see you later.
Sorry. The film stars, this is the second one. So it's Christy Swanson as a peasant girl named Jessie who's enchanted by an evil sorceress magic necklace, freezing her in the form of a wooden mannequin. That's the other way around.
Do you know what, right? I actually think that's more credible than the first one. Like, if you're going to have a film with magic stuff going on, being made into a mannequin rather than being a ghost that inhabits one, I think is more credible.
Spoiler, if you don't want any spoilers for Mannequin 2 on the move, by the way, just skip forward about a minute. She freezes in form of a mannequin. She is to remain frozen for 1,000 years or until the necklace is removed by the person who will be her true love.
1,000-year-old dragon? Lady.
In modern-day Philadelphia, is freed by Jason Williamson, a new employee of the Prince & Company department store and the descendant of Jesse's original love. The two fall in love while avoiding Count Spretzel, a descendant of the evil sorcerer.
Do you think he has a particular snack food that he sells at the mall?
Budget, $13 million. Box office, $3.8 million.
Oh, no. So anyway, where I was going with that was that what if Gigi Dolin...
Oh, yeah, well, I forgot what we were talking about.
Frozen like a mannequin.
Well, as Mannequin 2 on the Move's poster says, she's been frozen for 1,000 years. Can you finish the...
Oh, it's like a two-sentence rom-com story. Uh-huh. She's been
frozen. She hasn't, though, has she?
No.
I thought she... Oh, maybe she was in... What, in...
Where?
The year 987.
Right, okay. So hang on, is this the subheading for Mannequin 2?
Mannequin 2 on the Move, yeah.
She's been frozen for 1,000 years.
Wait a second. No, she hasn't. In the year 1391. So what, this is set in 2391?
Well, yeah, obviously, where?
600 years. So she's been frozen. Just to clarify, on your poster, you've written 1,000 years. I've just read here.
You've done the math.
600 years.
She's been frozen for 1,000 years. And she's found a window of opportunity.
Good. Very good. She's been frozen for 600 years. Now it's time to break the ice. She's not frozen in ice, though.
Four films.
If there's any more sequels? No, I think they stuck at two. So, yeah, I want Ariana Grace.
I love that. It's like, well, what, how'd you get frozen? Well, in this sense, it's more of a spiritual thing. No, a freezer. She's been in a freezer. So cold. She actually comes out when it's like doing the winter display.
Yeah. Yes. We'll circle back to this tomorrow. Yeah. See if Sige knows the lore of Mannequin.
See if things turned out on the show exactly as we predicted.
But we want Grace to beat Meechin, right?
Yeah.
It's not a qualifier. It's just.
Hang on. Sorry. Ariana Grace is fighting Meechin, not Gigi. I thought Georgina Dolin was fighting.
No. She's going to be taught a lesson in cheating by Grace.
Right, yeah. Got you. So I understand the sash thing a bit more now. Meechin's winning. Because these two crazy kids just can't get it together.
Okay, lessons are required.
Indeed, yeah.
Fine, as long as we get more, yeah. I don't care. I don't care about the results in NXT. I care about the storyline developments.
Sir Sean, Mr. Heartbreak, I'm finding a match is getting in the way of my skits and bits with Georgina Dolin and Ariana Grace.
Who you got winning the NXT Women's Combine then? The likes of Sol Ruka, Jada Parker, and obviously Meechin and Ariana Grace getting into it. I have the NXT roster page open in front of me, so if you want, we can...
Serious shout is Sol Ruka. They are presenting her as like this ultra sophisticated athlete is back on the roster. The cool thing is when it comes to competition, she's taking it easy, dude, but she's got way more... to offer athletically than so many of the other women, as evidenced by the Soul Snatcher.
You could have Wendy Chu trying to cut corners.
By sleeping through a combine?
Like, you know the people who like try and claim they've won marathons, and they're like, weren't you in the back of an Uber for about 20 miles or something?
Yeah. She works out a way that she can like...
They come round and she's like, 1,001, and like, Jesus, she's done 1,000.
And she's doing her press-ups on the bed. It's suddenly mysteriously appeared. I'll say a serious answer to Sol Ruka, but I'd rather play a game to find who else it could be.
Okay.
It's time to play the game!
Who wins the NXT Combine?
Can I prove our rules on this as well?
There's not that many choices.
Right, stop.
Okay, you've got, technically 4 women in front of me here.
Okay, 3.
Ariana Grace.
Skip. Twist. She's busy doing something else. Stop.
You have 3 options.
1.
Good choice. Brinley Reese.
Oh, stick. I'm sticking with Brinley Reese. Combine is her, like, she cartwheels everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, she cartwheels into a sprint. Like, they're all running, and then they're just distracted because they just see somebody cartwheel alongside them, and they're like, what the hell? And they bang into each other, and she wins. There's a weightlifting one where she cartwheels, like, she's on the bench press, lying down, and she uses the weights to leverage herself to cartwheel out of it. And people are like, whoa, I can't believe it. I've never seen a clean and jerk midway through a cartwheel, and then the weights drop on the neck, and they're like, let me out, and she wins that one.
Okay.
Basically, cartwheel is a constant distraction for very serious, dangerous gym injuries. And she ends up winning. Like, every other member tears their ACL because she's cartwheeling her way through to victory.
My shoot bet is, I mean, if you've got Sol Ruka, as much as I like Jada Parker, I'm going to say Kalani Jordan.
Good shout, yes.
But I'm going to say Tatum Paxley by creeping people out. So someone else is like, oh, well, all you have to do is lift this tiny weight and you've won this level of the combine because everyone else is a bit rubbish. Oh, there's a spider on it. Oh, you dropped the weight, sorry.
You raise an interesting question, and I know interesting is doing a lot of heavy lifting there because our listeners have already switched off. But
definitely not.
Is she going to be all right without Lyra Valkyria there?
Yeah.
They're going to wrap that up.
She can just be creepy. She can be creepy towards Lyra Valkyria. She can just be a creepy person.
I know she beat her in a match, but it was like a months-long obsession, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I just find that.
Or could she be fawning after Lyra Valkyria now?
Could she? Oh, do you know where she is? Do you know where your NXT characters are at? I'll tell you where. She has been in Fallon Henley's bar watching Raw on that Rolling Network.
Yes!
Tied it together. Sorry that Shawn Michaels' booking makes so much sense, too much so that it blows your mind.
One final question for you.
Uh-huh.
I assume he's going to be here in a second. Are they going to try and hold off the Heritage Cup match for NXT Battleground and just do it on telly? Because he's been... Paul Stax has been watching Heritage Cup matches, in theory, for the last week.
I forgot about that. The ultimate punishment booking. They'll drag the actual match out to the PLE. They have got enough wrestlers here.
What about round three? They normally put an ad break through the middle of that.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, has there ever been a Heritage? Cause there must have been one of the PLEs before. I feel like at some point we must have been subjected to having to watch an entire Heritage Cup match.
Probably.
I'm
not going to do the research. No. I'm not Stax.
Yeah. I'll say it's just a series. It's not that far away, this thing. It's like June the 9th.
June 9th, yeah. We are just over a month away.
So there's not that much television to fill. They can do a couple of matches where it's like a combination of the teams. The No Quarter Catch crew haven't got a female representative yet, so they could bring someone in to fight the Riz as part of the ongoing story. I'd like to see Luca Crucifino lock up with the big bottle of piss as a sort of side story from this. Yeah, they can do this until the PLE.
Just quickly, you just remind me, by the way, we were talking about, people were asking questions about who the hell Stax is and why I can't remember Nick Aldis's name. Derek Tornado, there we go.
Yep.
Derek Tornado, not his real name, sadly. But it is his wrestling name on 2K.
Oh, excellent. That's good. So if you play 2K online and you want to find our very own Derek Tornado, you can search him and fight him, I guess. Is that how that works? I don't
know. He's a drummer as well. He drums in the band The Earps.
Ah, I'm going to Google after this.
So yeah, looking forward to all this on tonight's episode of NXT.
Yay, guys!
Hey,
Stax! Hey, what do you make of Backlash?
Ooh,
la, la, la.
It was quite the event, Stax.
We've just done the Backlash review. It's going to be out as a podcast soon, I believe.
It's one of those nights, one of those magic nights watching wrestling. Stax, like, it must be a dream of yours to work in front of a crowd like that, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Can't wait for that. Not going to be long now, though.
No.
The family going right to the top.
I can't wait to see it.
But I have got a question for you. What is the deal with France, huh?
France? Well, the deal with France is that apparently it's the hottest wrestling country in the world after what we saw with SmackDown and Backlash. But France is a European country known, I would say, for a number of cultural high points that represent this continent that you are in now, in fact, the continent that you fly to and back from twice a week. You kind of take up semi-permanent residence in this continent now, thanks to your work on here. It's do you want a few facts about France?
Absolutely.
Just off the tip of my dick. Did you know, Stax? Well, you won't know because you know nothing about France. It's got a megastructure called the Eiffel Tower. Oh. It actually grows taller in the summer, which I believe, if I can remember this bit of trivia, is because of an intriguing phenomenon that unfolds each summer at the Eiffel Tower, Paris's iconic landmark, because when temperatures rise, the iron lattice structure undergoes a thermal expansion, causing it to grow taller. The seasonal variation sees the tower's height increase by approximately 6 inches, which I think, as you know, Stax, is absolutely massive.
Of course!
That's right. Famous for the food, of course, in France as well. They like their cheese. Top of my head, 1,600 types of cheese that can be grouped into 8 categories. Les huit familles de fromage. Did you know that you could eat a different French cheese every day for over 4 years and never have the same one twice?
No, thank you.
Well, no. And I'll close on this, food related again. It's not just cheese, of course, that French are famous for. They're also famous for baguettes. And what are you giggling about, Stax? Do you know that baguettes have precise dimensions, Stax?
Do they?
They do indeed. They take the bread so seriously that there are laws dictating the proper length of a baguette. According to these regulations, a genuine baguette must measure between 55 and 65 centimetres in length, which, again, Stax, is absolutely massive. This big, in fact.
What?
So that's the deal with France.
Well, thank you so much for that. It was very detailed. You know, I actually discovered a little bit of information about the French people as well.
No way.
On my way over here.
Right.
You know, actually, French people don't actually masturbate. You know that? You heard about that?
No.
French people don't masturbate.
Right.
They jack off. Three questions, three jokes for you, Evelyn. And Willie, good to see you again, Willie. Good to see you too, Stax.
Oh, you've missed each other the last few weeks, haven't you?
We do, we keep missing. I'm so annoyed, goddammit. What is the sexiest train route in France?
Oh, God.
Bordeaux.
Sexiest.
Sexy. Paris.
Because they would say Paris. I'm trying to think, like the French.
Marseille.
Star de France. It's a beautiful language. So it makes a lot of things sexy.
Just going through the football teams now.
Heard Maurice's theme.
Great. Great French wrestlers quiz on Wrestle Culture last week.
I bet it was. I don't know. Well, you got anything on this one? I can't get anywhere on this.
No,
one. Don't know, Stax.
What is the sexiest train route in France? Nice breast. What's wrong?
Right, this is awkward, Stax. It's a. I see what you've done there.
Mm.
I get the construction of your punchline. I only got half ahead of time for this bit. It's making me laugh now. It's not nice. It's pronounced niece.
Niece breast? Well, that doesn't work as a goddamn punchline. Anyway, question joke number two. What happened when I jumped off a famous building in France?
Ooh.
Famous building. Arc de Triomphe.
It's funny, right? Because despite what I knew there to explain to Stax, I'm not actually that familiar with many buildings other than the Eiffel Tower. I was going to say the Eiffel Tower.
Say, wicked.
J'adore.
What's the glass art gallery called?
It's a really famous one. I'm so culturally ignorant.
Louvre.
The Louvre. Hang it in the Louvre. People say that. For example, Wilborn, don't you love the trunk match so much?
I do, yeah. Hang it in the Louvre.
Yeah. Can I have the setup again, please, Sax? Can we have the setup?
What happened when I jumped off a famous building in France?
Arc de Triomphe. That's the archway, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the leads there.
I don't know. I was thinking like a building, like might be like a patisserie or something.
I look like a Louvre, like loser.
I was going to say good. I don't mean that. It's an answer.
I'm no good at this.
Yeah.
What happened when I jumped off a famous building in France? I fell.
Right
there.
That's good, Stax. I like that. It's good for the kids, that.
Indeed. Speaking of which, question joke number three. What do French men have that French women don't? I don't really want to go near this one, mate, if I'm honest.
Oh, Stax. You've thrown the cat amongst the pigeons there. I don't know. And often with, I'll give you credit, with your big gags, sometimes you're just operating on a different level to us.
Well, I actually got a little thing I want to say after this.
All right. I don't know then, yeah.
What do French men have the French women don't? A wee wee. But before I go, guys, I want to give a special shout out to an ex of mine who's off to have some important surgery. She's actually got a problem with her lady parts, and she's going to a city in France to get treatment. It's Toulouse. See you later, guys. Oh, he's not, you can't be saying that. I assume it's Toulouse, a city, but again, language barrier. Oh, hang on.
Bye, Dax.
I've missed doing this pod.
Yeah.
We're not going to get to do it much longer, are we?
No.
Let's take thoughts ahead of NXT tonight on X at What Culture WWE.
Cannot stress this enough. Remember the 10th of May.
You can follow Michael Hamflett on X at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow me at Adam Wilburn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. As I said, make sure you subscribe to What Culture and wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. The Raw review is available right now. The Backlash review coming your way a little bit later on today. And hopefully, all going well, the three of us will be back to review NXT tomorrow. But for now, it's been the NXT preview. My thanks to Michael Hamflett, to Stax. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.